Landis, you guys absolutely dominated the fourth quarter, really the last 20 minutes of the game. What kind of change that allowed you guys to just take things over and really put their offense away?
There was no change. We had to execute better. We were pressuring them in the first half, and we came in. We talked about how we were doing a good job, but we needed to turn it up a notch and, you know, make things better for our offense, you know, give them a chance to score. You know, so we had to do our job and be patient with them.
Front row here. Travis.
Is there more of a concerted focus in the second half to watch the deep ball and watch to try to prevent the bigger plays from the passing game?
That's something we discussed. We knew that, you know, that's something that we just can't allow to happen. And so, you know, us having a rather young secondary, you know, up front, we knew we had to do a good job taking care of them, you know, making the quarterback make bad decisions or, you know, just getting the sacks, period, and pressures and whatnot.
Yo. Front right to Gabe, and then we'll go to the back.
Landis, could you take us through the forced fumble, Kiki falls on it, and just how big a play that was and what turned out to be a seven-point game, and I believe that play was made at your own six-yard line.
Yeah, that's something that my position coach himself, you know, harps on, lawnmower technique, something we practice every week. So, you know, I got to give props to him on that one, Coach Price. You know, that's something that we focus on just getting turnovers, however they come. You know, if you're in that position to pick a ball or rip the ball out or, you know, it's just anything. And it's something we make sure we take advantage of.
How important was it to close the
game? It was really important. You know, we were, you said we were down by seven?
Well, it turned out to be a seven-point win. And they were about to score, I
think. Well, yeah, so, yeah, it was very important. So, yeah.
All right, we'll go to the back, Daryl, and then we'll come back to Christy. And then I think we've got Otara on the way.
Landis, when they scored that touchdown, you guys pretty much seemed like you had Bentley almost wrapped up and he escaped. Yeah. And then there in the fourth quarter, there was no escape. Was there something that was different there, or was that just kind of the way that all played out?
Just making sure we calm down whenever we get back there, make sure we get him down to the ground. He's a great athlete. You know, we saw that in film this past week. You know, he scrambled for some key third down, first downs and stuff. You know, we knew what competition we had with him. So, you know, we knew he was a great athlete and whatnot, but we just had to make sure we got him down to the ground.
Christy will wrap us up.
He hadn't been sacked that much coming into the game. What do you think was the key for y'all to be able to get at him so much?
That's just how we practice. That's how we prepare it. You know, relentless effort getting back to the quarterback.